Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, are you ready to learn?
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is feature.
And our title is Great Teachers. Great Teachers. So why are teachers important?
Oh, well that's an easy question. Teachers help us learn things in school. They spend their time and energy trying to help us learn because they want us to be the best we can be.
Yes, teachers can work really hard, and a great teacher teaches us more than just things for a test. They teach us things that help us in life.
Well, today will be a little different than some of our other lessons. In the first part, we will talk about what makes a great teacher. And Teacher's Day is here, so this is a great topic to talk about.
Then we will hear from some of our favorite teachers, because everyone had a teacher that was really important to them.
Yeah, that's right. We all learn, but let's think about the people that help us do that today.
Well, I know a great teacher. His name is Jack. And he will show us our keywords for today.
今天是教师节，我们要祝亲爱的老师们教师节快乐。大部分人的生命中都遇到过鼓励他的好老师。Great teachers encourage us. 动词 encourage 就是鼓励。他们也教导我们珍贵有用的技能。They teach us valuable skills.名词 skill 就是技术技能。Simon 说他从 Mrs. Hooper 那里学到的东西改变了他的生命。Learning those things changed his life. 名词 life 就是人生生命。Stephanie 最喜欢的老师是一位知名的音乐家 musician. Mr. Tan was a famous musician. Stephanie 说他一开始不太有信心，但是谭老师看出他很特别，也常常鼓励他。Stephanie didn't have a lot of confidence. 名词 confidence 是信心、自信的意思。
Hello friends, welcome to LTE Feature. I'm Rob. Who is your favorite teacher? Great teachers encourage and inspire us.They also teach us valuable skills. Teachers are important. So this Teacher's Day, celebrate some of your great teachers. Here are some of your studio classroom teachers' favorites.
In this part, we talk about what makes a great teacher. Who is your favorite teacher?
It's hard to think about one teacher being my favorite.Miss Daniel, one of my English teachers in high school, helped me grow as a writer. She could see that I had talent and helped me see that in myself.
Wow, she sounds like a really great teacher. Great teachers encourage and inspire us. Let's talk about this for a second.
Yes, it's important to encourage other people.Do you do this, or do you just wait until other people encourage you?
When we encourage someone, they feel better about themselves, or feel better about something they can do. This can make them continue to do well. It is really needed and very helpful.
And great teachers inspire us. I was inspired by a lot of teachers and the ideas they gave me in school.Being inspired makes us want to be better, to try and follow our dreams.
That's right. And teachers do this in our lives. Teachers are very important.
Yes, they are. Teachers are important. And that's today's calendar phrase.
Teachers are important.
Teachers are important.
老师很重要。
Thanks to my teachers, I can read.
Teachers are important.
thanks to my teachers, I can write.
Teachers are important.
Thanks to my teachers, I have confidence.
Teachers are important.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah. Thanks to my teachers.
Happy Teachers Day.
Teachers are important.
Teachers are important.
老师很重要。
So teachers can inspire us and encourage us. What else can they do?
Teachers can also teach us skills, such as writing, reading, and math. I learned a lot about art as well, but they can teach us other things such as friendship, honesty, and trust.
That's right, and we will learn more in our next part. Let's watch together.
I had a special teacher in high school named Mr. Kreisel. He taught philosophy. I didn't know anything about philosophy, so he taught me a lot about an interesting new subject.
My favorite teacher was my sixth grade science teacher, Mr. Van Doren. He showed us how to do new things. He was also funny. I didn't like science, but he made it fun and interesting.
So now we hear from two of our teachers here at Studio Classroom, Gordon and Christina. This is fun to hear from people that know and can share about their teachers.
Let's talk about Gordon first. He had a special teacher in high school named Mr. Kreisel. And I think our special teacher, Jack, wants to share more about this sentence.
Gordon 说他在高中的时候有一位很特别的老师叫做 Mr. Kreisel。I had a special teacher in high school named Mr. Kreisel. 请你留意看一下句尾的 named Mr. Kreisel. 这是一个分词片语修饰前面的 teacher, 表示叫做 Mr. Kreisel 的老师。我们来学习怎么样使用这样的分词片语吧。比如说 She has a cute little dog named Nana. 她有一只可爱的小狗叫做 Nana.There is a coffee shop on Main Street named Simply Coffee. Main Street 街上有一个叫做 Simply Coffee 的咖啡厅。
Thanks, Jack. So, what subject did Gordon's teacher teach in school? Was it math? Was it English?
It was philosophy. Wow, that is not an easy subject in school.
No, this subject is hard. And for Gordon, this was very new. He didn't know anything about it. When you don't know anything about something, then this means it is very, very new to you.
Well, now let's talk about Mr. Van Doren. This was Christina's favorite teacher in school.
Okay, so what did Mr. Van Doren teach?
He taught science.He was Christina's science teacher.
Wait a second. Christina said she did not like science.
That's right, and that's true. But she liked him because he was funny, and he taught very well.
Oh, that's true. We have many teachers that even though we don't like the subject, they can make it fun and interesting. Those are some of the best memories we have from school, right?
That's right, and there are different types of teachers.Some are funny, some are more serious, and some can act like your friend sometimes.
Yeah, and I think that's important for each teacher to decide what kind of teacher they want to be. And all of them are great.
Yes, they are. Well, we need to take a break right now. We'll be back to talk more about school. Don't go away. See you soon.
Welcome back from the break. So we know that teachers are special, but what do you think is so special for teachers when they are at school?
Well, I think it's special that they get to teach all these different kinds of students. They encourage them and inspire them to do great things.
Yeah, and I think a great teacher enjoys seeing students grow and become better and start learning more. Well, we have one last part. Let's learn about our two favorite teachers from Simon and Stephanie.
I had a lot of great teachers, but I especially remember Mrs. Cooper. She was my grade one teacher. She taught me to do math and to read. Learning those things changed my life.
My favorite teacher was my high school music teacher. Mr. Tan was a famous musician, but he was easy to talk to. As a student, I didn't have a lot of confidence. But Mr. Tan thought I was special and encouraged me. He changed my life.
Thanks for sharing, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed learning more about our teachers' favorite teachers. That's all for our report today. We'll see you next time on Let's Talk in English.
Yeah. Our friends share about two other teachers that were very important to them.
Simon shares with us about a teacher named Mrs. Hooper. She was his grade one teacher. We can either say grade one or first grade.
She taught him to do math and to read. That is very important. And so is our grammar point today. So let's go to Rebecca to learn more about this one.
Hello, friends. If you want to tell someone that someone taught you how to do something, you can use this grammar point. She taught me to do something. For example, she taught me to drive a car. Or he taught me to use a computer. You can do this. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So, friends, have you thought about this before? Anything a teacher helps you learn changes your life. I read and write without thinking about it.
Yeah, you're right. But these things change our lives. Life is a key word today. This has to do with everything. Our work, our families, our attitudes, and our friendships. This is your life.
Well, let's move on to our last teacher today. His name is Mr. Tan, and he taught music. But more importantly, he showed students that he cared, even the ones without a lot of confidence.
As a student, she didn't have a lot of confidence. And if you need some confidence with this sentence, let's visit Jack for some help.
Stephanie 说，身为一名学生，她以前不是很有自信。As a student, I didn't have a lot of confidence. 句首的介系词 as 表示作为、身为的意思。我们来练习一下这个介系词片语的用法。As a dancer, she practices 4 hours a day. 作为一名舞者，她一天要练习四小时。再来看一个句子。As a teacher, I never stop learning. 身为一名老师，我从未停止学习。这个句首的介系词片语是不是很好用呢？你要常常用，才能灵活自然地说出来。
Thanks, Jack. So this teacher showed our friend that she was special, and he encouraged her.
I think the way you show someone that is by spending time with them. You can always be too busy.
Yes, Today has been very interesting and has made me think about a lot of people. Many of them were teachers, but many people in my life have changed the way I live.
Well, we all can do the same things for people around us. I think that is not an easy thing to forget.
Well, friends, we hope you think about today's lesson and thank and encourage the people that helped change your life. Well, right now we need to review our keywords. Say them with us.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Encourage. Encourage. I encourage you to think about it.
Skill. Skill. I am learning a new skill.
Life. Life. There are special people in my life.
Musician. Musician. The musician plays the guitar.
Confidence. Confidence. I have confidence after I practice. Well, friends, those are our key words for today. Don't forget to practice. Right now, let's go over our lesson one more time.
Hello, friends. Welcome to LTE Feature. I'm Rob. Who is your favorite teacher? Great teachers encourage and inspire us. They also teach us valuable skills. Teachers are important. So this Teacher's Day, celebrate some of your great teachers. Here are some of your studio classroom teachers' favorites.
I had a special teacher in high school named Mr. Kreisel. He taught philosophy. I didn't know anything about philosophy, so he taught me a lot about an interesting new subject.
My favorite teacher was my sixth grade science teacher, Mr. Van Doren. He showed us how to do new things. He was also funny. I didn't like science, but he made it fun and interesting.
I had a lot of great teachers, but I especially remember Mrs. Hooper. She was my grade one teacher. She taught me to do math and to read. Learning those things changed my life.
My favorite teacher was my high school music teacher. Mr. Tan was a famous musician, but he was easy to talk to. As a student, I didn't have a lot of confidence. But Mr. Tan thought I was special and encouraged me. He changed my life.
Thanks for sharing, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed learning more about our teachers' favorite teachers. That's all for our report today. We'll see you next time on Let's Talk in English.
Yeah. Teachers are important.
Oh, you're right, Ginger. Do you have a favorite teacher?
Of course. Everybody does.
Oh, so tell me about your favorite teacher.
My favorite teacher wore the same clothes every day.
Really? That's strange.
Yeah, and my favorite teacher had an old hat and he wore it every day.
That is really strange.
Yeah, and my favorite teacher told silly jokes.
Ooh, silly jokes?
Yeah, and then he'd laugh and laugh.
I guess the jokes were funny then.
No, not really. But my favorite teacher was a good teacher.
Ooh, good.
He taught many things.
Oh, like what?
Like how to speak English, how to be kind, and how to make good choices.
Ooh, so who was your favorite teacher?
you, Monkey Man.
Me?
Yeah, thanks for teaching me.
Take a break. Let's go have a milkshake.
Burger and fries are what I need. Something to get me up to speed.
Fast foods are not good for you. Veggies are better, try a few.
Fruit is what I like the best. Grab the cherries, I suggest.
It's time to take a break.
Get some friends and have some cake.
There's lots of food out there to try.
Let's have a snack before we say goodbye.
Get ready, it's time to take a break. Let's go have a milkshake.
Burger and fries are what I need. Something to get me up to speed.
Good for you. Veggies are better. Try a few.
Fruit is what I like the best. Grab the cherries, I suggest.
It's time to take a break. Get some friends and have some cake. There's lots of food out there to try. Let's have a snack before we say goodbye.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. This was a great topic. I enjoyed hearing from some of our own studio classroom teachers share about teachers that changed their lives.
Yeah, it was great to hear all those different kinds of stories. You know, my sixth grade teacher really inspired me, but that was many years ago. Do you keep in touch with your teachers now?
Well, I'm still friends with some of them. They're interested to see what I am doing now, and they're happy that I'm a teacher right now.
That's great. All right, friends, we all learned a lot today, but we need to go. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.